trying to get this shit together. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. I'm your gracious host. I am Tariq, ready to chop up some good game with the family. Bumping some of that dang funk over here with my lovely lady co-hosts. And today's show is brought to you by Binku. It's time for you to make sure you get that old backpack in shape. Check out Binku.com, B-I-N-C-O-U-X.com. And make sure you check out Binku because they also have custom features such as wall art for your room, for your dorm, for your bedroom. They have a lot of good stuff at Binku.com. And also today's show is brought to you by Black Sun Comics. Go to Black Sun Comics right now. They have a graphic novel that's African-centered called The Longest Night. You need to check that out at BlackSunComics.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now let me get all my technical stuff together while we're live. We're live right now. And let me introduce my lovely, lovely co-host. And let me put on some Mac and music so I can introduce them.
I feel like this is Mac and music.
This is Mac and music. Right over here we have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
I'm good. I'm happy.
Layla came in here real sore today.
No, I went back. I'm in the gym. She's been in 3 weeks.
Yeah, she's back in the gym, getting it nice, tight, toned.
Lost some weight, so I'm trying to get my booty back.
Uh-oh.
Girl. Get my booty back, protein squats.
There you, what'd you do in the gym? What'd you do today?
I just ran. Like, people don't realize if you just run, but I run on the incline.
Okay.
Like, the whole time. The really? Highest incline I could do.
How long you do it?
An hour. Yep.
And that gets you
it's
right.
It's a full body workout. That's all you got to do is just run. That's your arms, your legs, because I don't have time. So if you're pressed for time, that's what you do.
And I want to do, we got to do a video, a workout video with Layla, man. I just got to figure out, you know, the theme of it.
Yeah.
We really got to do that.
That would be dope. I know a lot about fitness. I actually went to school like a fit. I was going to be a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Remember I told you? And then my dude stopped me from doing it.
God damn.
Yeah, he was like, oh, just, all the niggas are the gym.
It's like the Tyler Perry movie. Stop your dream.
Hate that.
Then you went to church. And over here we have the lovely Miss Bree. How are you, beloved?
I am hot.
Yes.
Okay.
Why the shades today?
You know, I was tired of the cold, but I wasn't ready for this type of heat.
Like, so tired of it.
This shit. Oh my God. California.
And you got the glasses on today. You got the Mary J. Blige glasses on right now.
Yeah, I'm on my Mary today, y'all.
Mad. Wait, somebody said there's reverb on the audio. How's the audio, guys? The sound is janky. Hold on. They said in the chat room the sound is a little janky. Hold on. Let me fix that.
Ever since they hacked us.
There you go. How's that, family? In the chat room. Y'all let me know what the sound is like. This should be better. You dig? But we're here. The sound should be better right now, family. So we're here. We're chilling. Don't forget, man, we're having the backpack giveaway next weekend out here in Los Angeles. That's August 12th at Shades of Africa in Long Beach. Google that. Look it up. Come in and get your free backpack. Also in Chicago, same day, August 12th, this Saturday, at the Culture Connection. Bree is going to be there.
Yay. I will be there.
Yes, indeed.
Come get a backpack.
Yes, indeed. when are you leaving for Chicago, by the way?
Tonight.
Oh, you're leaving tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Here she comes, Chicago. God damn. Step in the name of breasts.
Like, going up there just for the backpack? Not really, though.
Step in the name of Bree.
Don't go up there trying to take pictures of Bree's titties. Take some kids up there to get a damn backpack.
I'm going to have security for my titties alone.
Y'all get your backpack ready. So we're good in the sound room? We're good? We're good? Okay, we're better. We're good. Okay, man, a lot of stuff going on out here, family. Bree, what's happening out here in the news?
Well, let's start with some good news.
What is that?
Have you guys caught on to the Cardi B wave yet?
Yes! Yeah, Cardi B is doing it, man.
Dude, Drake pulled her out at the OVO Fest last night in Toronto.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that.
On stage and gave her props. Like, he gave her, like, some kind words behind stage. Like, you know, that's why everybody messing with you, because you staying real and true to who you are.
Yeah.
And that is very big.
Yeah, it is.
For her.
Yeah, and I think Bodak Yellow, that's the thing that I didn't know about. I only learned from y'all black asses. But shit, that song is like in the top 30.
It's on the billboards. Yeah, keep going up and up and up.
After OVO Fest, it went to 14.
Yeah.
So shout out to
Cardi
B.
I ain't mad at her.
We with you, girl. I'm feeling it.
What do you think, Nicki? Because like Nicki had zero competition.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And Nicki was like, yeah, I'm flying. And now it's Cardi B. And people, it's not a joke. Like people really.
And you know what? I think people expected Nicki to be who Cardi B is. Like, you know, when she first came out, like they expected her to be realer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Nicki's a little, you know, this is how a bad bitch get on a plane. You know,
yeah,
she's on that now.
This is how bad bitch go to Prague.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
She got her several personalities.
Yeah. I still like her, though.
I like Nicki, too.
But like that stuff like that will kind of disconnect you.
Yeah, it makes you from fake.
It kind of makes you distance from your core audience. And they say you're never supposed to put money between you and the audience.
True.
You know, like, I got all this paper. You know.
Yeah.
That throws motherfuckers off. Yeah. And Cardi, she's making a paper, but she's still kind of, you know, gutter
she
with
like,
it.
I wear this Fashion Nova. I go get some red bottoms, but you better believe I got on a Fashion Nova outfit.
Yeah, people want you to connect because not all of us can go buy jets and planes. So everybody, if you can be on their level, they feel more connected.
Exactly.
So
and Cardi. If niggas get out here start stunting,
Hollywood.
Yes, on my Cartier and all that other bullshit, you know. So
we
that's
rolling with you, Cardi, though. You got it. You got the black crowd.
Let's see who we got on the phone. A lot of folks calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? This is your boy, Louis S. Black. What's up, Tariq? What's up, ladies? Hey.
What's up, Louis?
What's up, Lulu?
Man, you know I got to give a shout out to Layla, the finest in L.A., and Bree, the best from the Midwest.
Yes.
I'm unable to stream live right now.
You say the breast in the Midwest?
Best.
Oh, the best. Oh,
no,
my
the
bad.
Best.
Okay.
The best.
I thought it was breast in the Midwest. Go ahead.
Hey, now check this out. I'm going to be real.
Okay, what
stream
happened?
Live, so I don't know if y'all have touched on this topic yet, but if y'all haven't, I wanted to see if y'all could speak about that Usher situation with that big-ass booger wolf that just hopped out. With her thing.
What, girl, man, we gotta get on that. Yeah, we gotta talk about that.
I believe her. He called her Bubble Wolf. No, he said Booger Wolf.
Booger Wolf. I remember that back in the day we used to say that. That's crazy. What you think about that?
So Usher. Y'all know Usher, I call it Herpy Gate. There's Herpy Gate going on. So Herpy Gate is popping. And Usher, there's people coming out now saying that they've had contact with Usher. It was some dude who's at a, they've named him as a John Doe. Mm. And now this woman came out and she was like, yeah, I had sexual contact with Usher.
Quantasia Sharpton.
All right. So just imagine that name. It's exactly what it looks like. All right. So she comes out with Gloria Allred's daughter, the lawyer. They're ambulance chasers. They're the biggest ambulance chasers in the game, especially who the fuck is this? There's a crippled Asian man coming in my office. Hold on. Let's see what the fuck is going on.
Hold on.
I know. Let me see what it is. Hold on. Do I need to get the strap? Hold on. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey, I'm live. Is everything all right? Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Y'all bear with me. One of my neighbors is in here. I gotta wait for a minute because, you know, I don't know if this motherfucker might be an agent on the low.
I'm nosy. Okay, we're
good.
We're
good. All right, just double check. Sorry about that, y'all. All right, I gotta ask questions. We good? Come on, Priya. Come on in. Come. This is my assistant, Priya. Priya,
hey,
get on
Priya.
Camera. Well, yeah, this
hey,
is Priya.
Girl, hey.
Priya never gets on camera.
I know.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Go ahead, girl.
Now, Priya, what did he want?
He left a note on your car. He thought it was, he meant, I guess, for the other car.
Okay.
The way they always park, I guess.
Okay, yeah, because, last week they put a note on my car, like, you in my space. I'm like, you don't get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you don't like to put it on the wrong car.
Okay, there you go.
I was cussing.
That's good. He apologized.
Okay.
You know, because
he was scared. Let me go buy that big black nigga.
Yeah, Priya was like,
white people and Asian people love putting notes on motherfuckers' cars. They love that. Look at this Escarade. You know, cataract.
Oh, shit. You just went to the back.
All right, we're good, family. That's we're good. Great. We're good. So we're talking about Usher and his accuser. So when she came out during the press conference, this girl looked like Jason Whitlock from ESPN. And people were like, hell no. She said that Usher picked her out and told her to come backstage. I mean, she had a whole story. And they the boned security. In a hotel. The security got her. And they went to the hotel and boned. And she said she didn't get herpes, but she was just exposed to it. I mean, the story is just so far-fetched.
Then, wait, why is it so
ridiculous? I'm like, okay.
It's so ridiculous.
It's just so unbelievable. It's ridiculous. It's all over the place.
You know she lied on August,
yes,
too.
Yes, she did. The girl is, her friends have come out and said she's a pathological liar. Uh-huh. She goes around to these public places and takes pictures with celebrities and then act like they're in relationships. I think she said that August Alsina and some people ran a train on her.
She said she was pregnant by him, too.
Yeah, she said she was pregnant by August but lost the baby. It's just fuckery.
Why are you saying somebody ran a train on you? That's like disgusting.
And she's gained way more weight than when she was doing that with August.
A lot of,
because you saw the back pictures,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So this girl is a pathological liar. Wow. But my thing is, the lawyers, they know that this woman is lying. But you got to understand the game. The name of the game is to use a black celebrity to get the lawyers' names out there. Because they make names off slandering black celebrities. You know, whether it's the truth or not. And this shit is clearly not the truth. So they're piggybacking off of an already controversial story, which is the Herpegate story. Which is real.
Poor Usher.
So now, just like with Cosby, these are the same people who represented all these fake-ass Cosby accusers. Mm-hmm. They jump on a controversy, and then they ambulance chase the whole shit down and put a whole bunch of bullshit-ass people on there so that they can keep their name in the media. But that shit, tell us, bring a motherfucker out that we can believe, all right?
Because that's a fool, but did you see Lil Duval jumped in there?
Nigga, Lil Duval is lighting her ass up.
Too late for none. Y'all can't come at Lil Duval and think it's going to be okay.
Man, Lil Duval is lighting that broad all the way up, man.
My man is suicidal. He don't give a fuck about none of that.
He really does.
He told her, he said, baby girl, I told you this your last time. You better go on where you going. He going to eat her ass up.
But yeah, they doing all this with Usher. My thing is this, and you know, if Usher's out here, you know, spreading the jizzerms, that ain't cool. But the thing is, they're not doing this whole dragging with Charlie Sheen, and he's out there giving out HIV.
Literally.
For a long time.
And these people have HIV. Like, girl, you don't even have herpes. Yeah. Go cook some chicken, collard greens. Please.
You dig? So they are not dragging Charlie with the HIV. That nigga has the HIV. He is out here murdering chicks with that
dick. Hey, do y'all know that you can't? You can still get herpes if you use a condom. You guys do know that,
yes,
right?
That's crazy. And you can have it without it showing itself.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's crazy.
Clearly, if you're going to sit up there and say, I was around it, but I don't have it. Like, you have no case.
Right.
Hell. Like, what are you doing?
And again, she's been revealed as a liar. I think she's trying to get on, like, Love & Hip Hop because it's that type of thing. She was talking with her friends about Love & Hip Hop. So her friends are even exposing her.
They're like, oh, hell no.
But that's just sad that, you know, people get so desperate to get out there and get attention, man. That shit is crazy. Wow. Man, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Speaking of Love & Hip Hop, I'm talking about, well, like, you know, I just want to talk about Atlanta because real quick. Even though I know it's over, I'm talking about Carly Red.
What's happening with Carly?
Okay, so Carly, I feel bad for her because this is the second dude that called her out for having a cottage cheese coochie. So y'all remember when Jock called her out?
It was
like, you kind of remember, right? It was like last season. He was like, you cottage cheese ass coochie.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, but now she is going with, what's that dude from Black Ink? Caesar,
yeah.
She's going with Caesar. And so she confronted Caesar at a pool party recently over the weekend. And he was with some new girl. Because, you know, they used to date. Her and McCall used to date.
Right.
So he's with the new girl at the pool party. She goes up, starts yelling, arguing with the new girl or whatever. And then he went up and was like, I'm not here for this. It's ridiculous. Joe cottage cheese, that's coochie. Again.
I wonder if he's just piggybacking off of what dude.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Because where are you getting this from?
Was all this filmed?
And there you go.
Okay, there we go. That sounds like some storyline. That's some storyline shit. Because I noticed I was looking at a little of Love & Hip Hop yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And everybody's tied in with the L.A. cast is tied in with the New York. The dude from the New York cast is dating a chick out here. And
how?
Yeah, in the last season, another dude from the New York cast was dating somebody.
Rich Dollaz.
Yeah. I'm like, that's Mona Scott. right,
yeah,
Mona.
Yeah, she moving people. But the girl, Brooke, she approached. That girl was from on the New York season. Do you remember?
Wait, which one?
Jade.
Oh, she was on New York?
She was on New York. She was dating somebody.
Oh, wow.
No way.
I didn't even know that. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm like, this girl looks so familiar, and she's sitting there looking so
stupid. She done went down, too, because my brother had knew her. He's like, damn, 2 years ago, she was fine. She looked...
She looked like she was smoking.
Yeah.
The girl
Jada,
she not. Yeah. Y'all
got to
lay up off that Hennessy.
Don't agree with us.
Did you see the episode, the recent one, when they were showing, what's her name's feet? Masika, I think.
Yeah.
They showed that. She
got damn near died.
A nigga. They showed her feet. And Masika's a beautiful sister. Beautiful
and
chick.
And she's from Chicago. I like
her. Oh, she's from Chicago? Yes. I don't know that.
Yeah, she's from
Chicago.
Well,
they did a pan down on her damn feet. Nigga.
He was like, with your dirty ass shoes on.
Wait, and then wasn't that her homie? Like, did they get into it before that? Because I thought that was
nigga,
her homie.
The back of her heels looked like sea barnacles.
She was like.
All bad, Masika.
Man, shout out to Chi-Town.
Y'all get a shoe stylist.
Damn.
Man, let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Hello.
Yo, allow me to help you with your audio. Just 1 second. Hear me out.
All right, nigga.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. The audio is fine now. We're fine now.
All right, look. No. You're not fine.
What's the sound like?
The chat room.
What?
It's still some phase issues going on. I'm telling you. There's still an echo going on. Anyways, that mic by Bria that you're not using, mute that.
Which mic? Okay. Hold on. I don't think that's the problem. All right. Hold on. Is the audio janky? Are we good? There's an echo still? Hold on.
There's an echo still.
Ah, damn. Can you hear the music in the background? Well, can y'all hear this nigga? Can y'all hear him talking on the phone?
Yeah, I'm not listening to you, brother. My headphones right now. Hear our conversation.
Hold on.
No, but I can hear myself.
It's an echo. They said the audio is okay. Hold on. It's not fine. Let me see something. Hold on. Let me see.
So what?
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Okay, I can hear you. Hold on. Okay, I don't know what the hell. This audio is a tad echo. It's a little echo. Let me see something. Hold on. It is not that mic. It's not that. Hold on, let me double check, brother. Hold on one second.
Are you an audio engineer?
Yeah, brother. You sound like you know what's popping.
I am.
I know what it is.
Let me give you one hint.
I know what it is.
Let me give you one hint. Hold on.
If you have any
EQ or any compression on those mics and those individual mics, turn all that off.
Okay, let me see. So this should work. I think this should work now. All right. Are you listening? Okay. I think it's like a 30-second delay, but I think I found what the problem is. All right. I think it's working right now. It's working correctly now. All right. Y'all, it's good in the chat rooms. Better. There we go. We're good.
Okay.
We're good. Yeah. Thank you, man. What's your name, brother?
Is it better?
Yeah.
My name is Pete. I'm the one that called the other day with the audio cable.
Oh, yeah. Did you send those yet?
Not yet. I'm about to, though. They coming.
Dude, you supposed to send them just a week ago. Dude,
I just got my because yo, based on the conversation that we had, you really made me think about the name of my company. So I went to the Secretary of State and I just got the credentials today. So I'm just making sure everything's legit before I send anything out.
Okay, man. But I want to get that. You see, we have an audio problem, so you know I need you to push through with some shit. You dig?
This janky ass nigga's procrastinating.
Well, okay, wait. Isambard said something. What's that? Hold on.
This janky ass nigga's procrastinating.
I know. He said this janky ass nigga's procrastinating. Now,
hey, and you know what? I'm gonna help y'all with Isambard too, because the people that call up, we can't hear Isambard. So there's gonna be some rerouting going on with Isambard so that the callers can hear it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
He can get his ass on up here.
Hell no, you need to come through the office and help.
Where you live at? Are you in LA?
What city you in, bro?
What's that?
What city are you in again, brother?
Austin.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right, brother, but thank you for the call. They can't hear him now. Okay, let me fix this shit. Hold on. I muted him. Hold on one second. Let me get this shit right. I'm getting this shit right.
We're going to get it right today.
Hold on.
We already got it.
Let me turn this off. All right. Wait. There you go. All right, now chat room, how we doing? All right. This is why I can't wait to get the own site popping. All right, now how is this, fam? We good? Somebody said no sound. It's sound now. Wait. Hold on. We're getting it together. I muted the incorrect line. Okay, I muted the wrong line. This is better? All right. Much better. Sounds good. All right. Let me try another caller. Call up and let me try the phone again. 818-850-5404. What's up, Woke Video? I see you. Let me get y'all calling in so we can try this thing out. Turn it up now. We're good. Echo is gone. Everything is gone. There we go. There we go. We should be good to go. And let me turn the audio level up to make sure we are all the way fly. There we go. All right. Now, Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Okay, y'all probably have not seen this or heard about it, but a girl...
Okay. Another bitch.
Hold on. That's white lady. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 second. People coming in and out the office. Y'all bear with me.
Get your book done ready.
Y'all wait a minute. So y'all know we gotta keep our business personal. What's up? We good in the we good family. Y'all hold tight. I know it's a lot going on. All these random people coming to the office.
He got people,
but you got motherfuckers ready to blast for you.
Yes,
so it's
yes,
so
indeed.
We ready.
Man. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
She's blonde. Okay.
Priya, come here, dear. What was that?
What is happening right now?
She's looking for someone named Sharon, so the address was 218.
Oh, don't get the address out. Shit. Okay. Wait, right Okay. I'm like, what the fuck?
I saw that happen. Okay. I saw it through the wall. Yeah. She was
I'm like,
that
why is Miley Cyrus coming up in this motherfucker?
I had a guy that had the same thing. They had given him this address, but it was for another place.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is.
Yeah, sometimes the people get the addresses mixed up over here. Yeah, because
I can see that.
People come and go.
Yeah. Cool. All right, let me know. All right. Shit. All right, we're here. Let me get back on this phone. Hold on. We're going to hold that thought, Bree. Hold on.
Yeah,
what's up? Who's calling?
Blow y'all mind.
What's up? Who's calling? Just trying this. Come on, y'all. Don't be janky with the calls. What's up? Who's calling?
So read this scale. I'm just checking. Make sure everybody can hear me on the line. I'm checking y'all.
There you go. All right. Let me double check.
Yeah.
Good looking out, brother.
You good? Right.
Let me see. Can y'all hear him? Could y'all hear him on the phone? Could y'all hear that brother on the phone? Y'all should have been able to hear him. Somebody said it was Sarah who came. Hell no.
Nah.
That would be hilarious.
I know.
That would
Tariq. No, I'm sorry. Bree, what's happening, dear? What's going on?
So, a chick was duddy whining.
What the hell?
Like, you know, Jamaican dance.
Jamaican duddy
whining. Oh, I knew what you were about to say.
Uh-oh.
I heard
on her
this.
Head. So, to me, it looked like she was pussy popping on a handstand, but apparently there's some type of duddy whine move. She broke her damn neck.
Oh, and died, right?
She's a quadriplegic now.
Oh, God my
damn.
God.
Yes.
God
so,
damn.
What dance, listeners and callers, is worth you breaking your damn neck?
Somebody died like that, though. I remember a long time ago, like I want to say like 8 or 9 years ago in Atlanta. I swear, remember that dance where they do like the snap? Remember that hard snap they used to do?
Lean with it. Rock with it.
Somebody died?
Yes, I swear.
How the hell you died from that?
Because
what they do through that?
They snapped their neck so hard. But they died. Never forget. That was like 10 years ago. I was like, damn.
That's crazy.
It's literally a video on here that shows the moment that her popped.
God damn.
Oh,
and I'm like,
that.
I was like, oh my Yo, God. I died inside.
Twerk. Damn, that's...
Yeah.
Hey, wow, man, that shit is crazy.
Down,
we gotta
man.
Do better. We gotta. It's man. More to life than twerking.
I know we do too much to damn twerk. Yeah. Now, speaking of twerk, did y'all see the new episode of Insecure?
Yes.
No, my
you
mom,
don't watch it.
No.
But Layla don't be knowing shit.
I know. Oh, I know Layla. Power. I no love in hip hop.
Layla, baby, what do you do when you ain't on this fucking show? What do you do? Layla don't be watching TV, no movies.
I do. I be
What do you do, sweetie?
I do be online a lot. I'm like the new generation. We really don't watch TV. We be online.
But everybody,
we be on YouTube,
everybody watches Insecure though.
No, everybody watches Power.
Right.
No, now if I didn't watch, do you watch Power, Bree?
Yes.
Okay. See.
Yes, you gotta watch Insecure though.
You gotta watch it. Layla. Layla be snuggled up with.
Okay. My mom binge watched it last night. She's like, it's only 30 minutes, but she was binge watching it last night.
Yeah.
And then she was like, it's only 30 minutes. And she was like, this is a weird little show. That's what my mom. I said, so is it worth my time right now? She was like, yeah, no, you should watch. Layla. Is it really that good?
She wanted to strap her ass in the chair and cut it on.
I know.
It's really good.
It's a good
show. I'd rather
show.
Sit back and get betoldly.
That's what she be doing. Layla be somewhere hugged up with a dick. That's why she don't be paying attention to what's running in the media.
No, I do not.
That's what Layla's ass be functioning on. But on Insecure, it was very good.
Tell me.
There was a lot of mixed feelings about the last episode. Now, the Lawrence character, for those who watched the show, he was dating the Issa character. She cheated, so he left and he got with a rebound. People keep saying that she's a side chick. She's not a side chick.
Yeah, she's a rebound.
She's a rebound chick. Understand, there's a big difference between a rebound and a side chick. So she's a rebound. And he's kind of low-key. He was cupcaking with the rebound, and now she's kind of extra. She took him to, like, a family function, and he's like,
Listen, it does sound good, though.
It's good.
It sounds good. It does sound good.
And he went to, like, he said, hey, I got to go to a little office business thing. I'll be back. So he went to the business thing and never came back.
Ooh.
And the chick was calling, like, and then she went off on him. She's like, hey, that was some fuckboy shit, you know.
Yeah, you the worst kind of fuckboy because you think you're a good guy.
Yeah, shit, that was the coldest fucking line. Yeah, you a fuckboy who think he's a good guy. I'm like,
ooh.
Ooh,
dang.
Ooh, that's some cold shit.
I need to watch this.
But she jumped the gun.
Yeah. Because I see a lot of women were co-signing her.
No.
Yeah.
I totally agree. So I don't think he should have even agreed to go in the first place to a family event.
Right. And plus her family was kind of ratchet a little bit. Just a little bit.
I mean, but it happens.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
Sometimes you want to, like, this is my thing on that, though. Because you could scare somebody, but you want people to like you for who you are. But sometimes you have to get them to like you really, really well. And then if you know your family or a certain family member, certain type, then you bring them around.
It wasn't even about the family, though. He was just uncomfortable with being there because of their
relationship.
Their undeveloped relationship.
Right.
Okay, they don't have
it. It was too soon.
What they have is in a bedroom.
Right.
And she's trying to take it outside
to another level.
See, girls, we try to do that, man.
Yeah, she's trying to trap his ass without a kid.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You get your family to love him in any.
And she had him kind of running errands for the family and all
running errands.
Yeah, like, oh, can you grip my grandma out the car? Can you bring
some
chairs?
She's trying to run a nigga away.
She's like, I'm cool on that.
Dang.
And some people got mixed feelings about it.
No.
And I'm Team Lawrence. I'm like, well, shit, I'm not trying to cupcake with the rebound just yet. You dig? But I get her to a certain degree because he could have said, hey, I ain't coming back over there. Just kind of, you know, dragging it out, not saying nothing. So just kind of.
Even like on the last episode when he went back and apologized for having sex with Issa, like, that ain't none of her damn business.
Yeah.
What you and Issa had should outweigh anything you have with her.
Right.
So he annoyed me with that part.
Yeah.
So I could see why she's confused.
I hate when guys don't put titles on stuff, though, because guys always want to do all the girlfriend stuff, and then they would be like, and then when they want to go out of town or do some shit, then they do what they want to do, but then when they hear, they want to act like, what is it? I hate that in between gray area shit.
So, Layla, when is the right time to put a title on
Could I ask you that?
No,
I don't know. I'm just struggling with that myself right now. I'm struggling.
How long has it been?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay, so it's been, I don't even know if it's say serious. I don't know what I'm doing right now.
Well, see,
but how long has it been?
How long have I been
dealing with him?
I've known the person?
No, dealing with him. Like, you guys have.
Maybe February or something.
Okay.
That's too soon.
No, it's not too soon.
Because if you don't see the person, like, you might see him once every couple weeks or something. Maybe.
See, there's a difference between putting a title and accepting a title. Because sometimes the title is non-verbal. You see? And sometimes.
But then when they do get verbal, the dude is single all of a sudden.
Right.
We do have to say it. What you thought? I'm single.
Right.
You know what? Because the dude will kind of let you know what the type, because like if women are like, oh, I got a little guy friend over here. Oh, hold on. Guy friend? What the fuck you mean a guy friend? What was up? You know, I ain't trying to. A guy will kind of let you know what he wants the title to be.
So because no,
by,
no.
By no, actions, no. By actions, by no. Actions, or what? By because what?
If he wants it to be serious,
what would First he do? All, what is he gonna do? Like by actions, without verbally by, telling well, you?
Well, that's what he just said. I'm just like saying, if you have a guy friend, that's something that'll bother him.
Right, right.
Like what are you doing?
Right, right. Like if he's serious about you and you're out here talking to other niggas, he's like, hey, what the fuck was this?
But dudes do that anyway. They don't.
Yeah, they
damn.
Do that anyway.
They'll just, have 10 exactly. bitches on this side of them and tell you, yeah. Oh, what you doing
exactly.
with that nigga?
Exactly. Yeah. No. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So yeah. Come again, Tariq. Yeah. Hey, somebody.
I'm just saying, but some dudes, they will kind of have a title if they are serious about being in a relationship with you.
What
now, some guys, some dudes will be like, them wanting to be with you on a regular basis, niggas trying to move in, because contrary to popular belief, niggas do, they don't mind moving in with a lady, or lady moving in with them if he feels like she's that chick, because niggas know if she's that one, he wants to lock her down before the next nigga does. Mm. You dig? So the dudes got action. They know what to do. Mm. Now, how long do you think it should be, Bree, before a motherfucker say, hey, this is what the shit, this is what we are?
I'm going off of actions. Like, I don't, the time and dates, none of that matters to me. If you are showing me something, it could be 2 weeks. Mm. You ready to be my man, and, you know, you showing me all of the things that I need to see as a woman and that, you know, as a man, I'm willing to accept.
Mm.
I don't have a time limit. But if we just keep going and there's no title, yeah. I'm gonna act like there's no title.
Yeah. Right.
So don't come ask me shit right. about nobody else.
Right. Yes. Right.
Because I'm gonna tell you, I'm single.
Right.
Like
right.
you guys do.
Right.
Because see, it's when you're an adult, sometimes it's just kind of assumed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't do the we're going out unless you're in high school.
Yeah, high school, you can write it down. We go together. Shit. Yes. You know, it's that type of shit. But when you're an adult, especially, you know, when you get older, you just kind of assume.
It definitely is assumed.
You know what
and
it
it's
is.
Assumed by actions, like you said. Yeah. And they have to match. Yeah.
Now, when a motherfucker ain't trying to take it to a serious level, you got to accept that the title is basically y'all fuck buddies.
Right.
You understand? And people don't like to put a fuck buddy title on the relationship. You did?
And that's where Tasha went wrong.
Yes, yes.
She went totally wrong.
Exactly. You can't put fuck, but hey, you don't have a we fuck buddies talk. You know, that's kind of degrading. It's just kind of, it
and
just
yeah, sometimes
happens.
Sometimes you do have that talk.
Really? Have you ever had that talk with a nigga?
Yes, I have.
What was the conversation like?
We gon' exchange what we need to exchange. Like, when I'm going to call
that's
you when
dope,
I need
though.
It, and you going to call me when you
that's
need
dope.
It.
That's dope.
And
be honest.
Yeah, just be
makes
honest because I wasn't looking for anything else.
Yeah.
I didn't want a relationship. Yeah. I didn't want, you know, I just wanted
now,
my needs.
Now, what was about him that you didn't want a relationship with, but the dick was cool?
It wasn't that I didn't want, it wasn't anything about him. It was about me.
Oh, you weren't ready to get
into
a relationship.
I didn't want a relationship. It had nothing to do with him. It was actually like I was about to transition into something else and I didn't want to have that tie. You know, that commitment
right,
to
right,
somebody
right.
that I would have had to break.
Okay.
The soul tie is there.
Yeah, like when
the
you're working on stuff yourself, you're like, do I want to be in a relationship? You're kind of confused because you're trying to work on yourself.
Yeah,
and
then
do
you don't
want to
let people down because I'm doing something over here. I don't want to have to let him down.
Yeah.
I want to be
work,
fully
man.
Committed. But, I mean, sometimes you have to have that conversation being a fucking adult.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. What's up? Who's on the phone?
It was actually. Hello?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? This is Tequan.
Tequan, where you calling from?
North Carolina, man. You already know.
That's what's up, man. What's on your mind?
All right, I had a question. By the way, say what up to my babies, Bree and Layla. You know
hey, boo, hey.
That nigga to put a title on you. Y'all his babies.
That nigga
put a title
on you. I told Dan, I was like, let me find out. They got a good flow going on the show today. Let me find out. But, I got a question to read. I be running across these black females. They got good jobs. They look good. They got, you know, everything going on. But they'll be like alumni sorority girls.
Yeah.
And they always be single. And I'm like, and it's always, they never consistent. Like, are they freaks on the low or what?
No, some of them are. Like them AKAs, nigga. Them AKAs are freaks. I love AKAs. I love them. But oh, yeah? Yeah, some of them do. But that really don't have any bearing on whatever. You know, there's a lot of women who ain't in fraternities that's freaky and single or whatever. So it just kind of depends on the person. I don't want to just lump them all in one group and just make it seem like
so how should I go about trying to get in there?
So you want a Greek girlfriend, that's like a goal for her to be Greek.
Okay.
You want her to be in a fraternity or what's the deal?
I mean, no, the girls they not in the sorority no more, but see the one girl in particular, all the women in her family are part of the same sorority. Like it's a generation type of thing.
Okay.
And I'd be like, but then the thing about her is she like real inconsistent. Like she not consistent. Like it's almost like she got dick lined up through the week type thing. Okay. You know what I mean?
She's probably pledging.
Yeah. She's
probably
pledging
and they pledge their entire lives to that, especially when they're in the midst of it.
Yeah.
So you probably the last and final thing on her mind if anything.
Yeah. Yeah. What's she pledging by the way? What's she pledging by the way?
I can't really remember, but I want to say the pink.
Okay. And how does she by the way? How does she?
Pink and green.
Oh, that's AKA. That's the AKA.
Like
25. Okay. Oh,
yeah. 25.
Yeah, yeah. She's pledging right now. And you better hope they ain't bringing around them damn Q dogs, nigga. Because them Q dogs be fucking the brakes off them damn chicks.
Also, Tariq, I want to say, last but surely, I want to say, you know what I mean? We love you and, you know, you're a good role model to us. And we really want you to take care of yourself.
No doubt.
So you're in the hospital. We want you to keep that. We want you to keep that blood pressure down.
Yeah.
Cholesterol down and that body count down.
Gotta keep that body count down. Oh Lord, gotta keep that body count down.
Y'all are
annoying. All right, bro. Yes, indeed, man.
Y'all are so sily.
Layla, what else is happening out here, my dear?
Let's talk about Basketball Wives.
Yes.
Y'all heard about Evelyn?
What's going on with Evelyn?
I mean, you know, her and her boo, Carl Crawford, they're separated.
Wow.
They went together since 2013. That's when he proposed to her. But, you know, word in the street is that the reason why they separated is they never got married because he looked at that prenup that she wanted and basically he was going to take half
of his shit.
If anything went wrong, if they got divorced, she was taking half of his money and, you know, he's going to do something wrong.
No, man.
It was a setup.
Yeah, like
so they never got married, and it was weird because on the show she was trying so hard for another kid.
That's why
they had
one
kid. She's like, oh hell, now let me get two, whatever. But
wow,
yeah, so they're not together because he just went on a vacation and she was nowhere in sight with the family, with the kids, but she wasn't there.
You know, they were on there talking about Jackie Christie Oh my God, Jackie Christie's daughters are talking about she's like the black version of Mommy Dearest.
Yeah, because she dark skinned.
She was shitting on the dark skinned daughter.
I do too.
I believe it.
She seems
like that type who's on some
ignorant,
complete fuckery.
Because you see how obsessive she is about her light skinned daughter,
right?
Wow.
She's like, oh my God, Shay. What's her name? Like Shay or something?
She
be like, oh my God, she is like obsessive about this girl. And then you don't even hear anything
about
she
has a different daddy too, so
still,
that could have something to do with it.
The girl said Doug, her husband, treated her better than her own mom did.
Oh wow.
Several times. She's like, this is not to discredit him and the relationship that I had with him because he was a perfect father figure to me.
She seems weird and crazy and ignorant.
She really does.
She dark skinned.
That's why I don't like watching the show. I don't like Jackie Christie. It's too ignorant for me.
I don't like Jackie.
She look
Christie
a hot mess. She be running around the valley looking a hot.
I see all the time.
She look
too.
A
yeah.
hot
yeah.
ass
yeah.
Mrs.
Yeah.
running
yeah.
around
yeah.
here.
Off camera. She's around here all the
all
time.
All the time.
Everybody sees her.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Looking a mess.
Man, but yeah, that's real foul with the kids though. That old colorism shit with your own kids. She seemed like a mammy coonish type of chick on that bullshit.
Yeah.
And she got into it with Shawnee, I'm like, is Shawnee going to not have her back on or what's the deal?
That's one thing you can't call Shawnee.
Yeah.
Who going to talk to your boss like that?
Yeah.
Hey, except for sir.
Who going to check me?
No, I know. And you see what happens.
I'm sorry to throw that in.
But Yeah, these shows are hilarious.
Yeah, they're crazy. And we were just talking about that, me and my friend. We're like, I think reality TV is getting a little it's getting annoying and janky and staged.
Yeah.
We're over it because, like, now it's a lot of good, real shows. Like, you guys saying Insecure is good. Yeah. I know Power is good. Like, people are back into real acting.
Yes.
That's what we want to see.
Storylines.
Yeah. Not
we can't keep seeing the same. Bitch, you think you all that. We're going to fight on this season. That's every reality show now.
That's not going to be ours, though.
No, it's not.
We might have to box.
Unless Sarah come up in this motherfucker. But no, because we're going to do a reality show.
Ours going to be real, though. Yes. It ain't going to be in no stage. Bullshit.
Yeah, it's going to be real. We're going to have the girls, their dating lives. And it's going to be centered around the show. We're going to be shooting that pretty soon because I'm almost done with 1804. I'm very, very close.
When's that coming out?
November. Right. So, yeah, we're very close to finishing that. And I can't wait to do the reality show so we can just have fun. That's going to be fun as hell.
So fun.
And I'm going to catch some of y'all dudes. We're going to cast some of y'all dudes to be on some of the speed dates. I want to have like... have like a little speed date thing.
Bree stalkers.
Some Bree stalkers in. Some breast lovers. All y'all niggas.
Oh my God. I don't know if I'm ready.
That's going to be so fun.
Man, awesome. We're going to have a ball Patty's doing thing. That.
That's funny.
Man, Bree, what else is happening out here?
So do you plan on black people, colored people, brown people, do you guys plan on boycotting the NFL?
Yes. Yes, because
I
our
think
brother.
We need... Why?
Brother Kaepernick.
I know what it is. They didn't hire Kaepernick. I did hear about that.
NFL.
They didn't take Kaepernick.
What did Kobe Bryant do?
Kobe Bryant gained 10 pounds.
Shaquille O'Neal did something wrong.
Did he get a 3-point shot? We love
y'all.
Fuck y'all.
Fuck all y'all.
Layla.
I did vaguely hear about it, though.
Yes, I did vaguely hear about it with Kaepernick. Spike Lee tomorrow, I think they're having a big rally outside the NFL headquarters in New York.
I think they need to get real with this shit.
We do need to get real with it because they are using him as an example to shut all black players up so they don't get out of line. Mm-hmm. The NFL, they let rapists play, racist killers. They let anybody play, but the minute you you sit down, all of a sudden, that's the worst thing ever. Bullshit. No.
Yeah.
Black folks, we need to stop watching the NFL. We need to boycott not just the NFL.
I don't watch it anyway, of course.
So I have no problem.
I don't watch football, but the sponsors, we need to look at the sponsors.
We need to let them know that we ain't fucking with them. I think all of the NFL players who are black should stand up and do something and in protest. Because again, they treat us like one big Negro.
They're just one big Negro.
that's what they do. We're one big
Negro.
So they get somebody. And they make him symbolic and then punish that person to keep everybody else in line.
Yep.
So we have
to make an example.
Just like in the 1960s, when they were attacking Muhammad Ali, you had all the top players rallying around Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You had all of the major people supporting. We're not going to let our brother get put out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's all the NFL players. Oh, well, Lord, he need to cut his hair. You know, it's all that. Sambo talk. Coon City.
Yeah.
You dig? Bucking of the eyes in the whole 9 yards. So we got to cut that bullshit out, man.
Sambo shit. We
need to support our brother, Colin Kaepernick, man. We really need to support him. Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What up, everybody?
What's up? This Crispy Jr. What's up?
What up, everybody? What's going on, Greg? This is AJ over here calling out of Dallas, Texas, by way of Miami Beach. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How's everything going in Dallas, by the way?
Man, the sun is shining, you know what I'm saying? We got the sundown towns, they rocking over here, but the energy is good over here. Dallas Cowboys about to take the field.
No doubt. What's on your mind, bro?
I just got a quick question. Oh, by the way, what's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
Hey.
Staying on the subject of, like, Colin Kaepernick, I was reading an article about what you were just now talking about the Spike Lee and the rally and stuff.
Yeah.
Can you talk about...
I don't know, this kind of goes toward my question. Can you talk about how important somebody like Nessa, like his lady, because I was reading about how important she is and, like, what he's going through. Can you talk about the importance of, like, what they can do for us, like, when it comes down to, like, what's on our shoulders, like, as black men, like, how our ladies can help keep us standing up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nessa's a rider, too, man. She's really in that brother's corner, and that's my girl. Nessa called me a few weeks ago, and we were discussing some strategies, and we were going over some stuff and on behalf of Kaepernick. So she's a real one, and we need that.
Yep.
And we need sisters to ride
out. I don't think they talk about her role enough. And,
yeah.
And I think that's like the Nessas, the Michelle Obamas. Like, as a young man, I feel like that's what I'm looking for. Somebody that's about to ride with me when stuff is getting real, real hard.
Exactly. And Nessa's
I ain't
going to
take up the line. I appreciate y'all.
Much respect, brother. Bye. Speaking of riders, now y'all watch Power, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's get into this, Power fans. Now, we're gonna give some spoilers, all right? So if you haven't seen the last episode, don't listen for like 5 minutes or fast forward the playback or whatever. And if you're watching live, go in the kitchen and make your damn Nutella sandwiches.
Oh. Nutella, really?
Some Nutella. What the fuck does Nutella taste like?
I don't know.
Black people eat that?
Yeah.
I don't. Because it's like has peanut. I'm allergic to peanut butter, so.
Oh, okay.
And it's like hazelnut or something. Yeah, I don't like hazelnut.
Yeah, but niggas be eating that shit, you know, raw. But anyway, on Power, the Tasha character, Ghost wife, she ends up boning Terry Silver, the fucking lawyer. And there were some women kind of co-signing it, like, yeah, you know, Ghost fucked up.
I'm not co-signing.
Ghost fucked up. She can do what she want to do, too.
Like her third dick on the show.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Tasha's juggling them damn dicks.
On the low. It makes it look seamless when she does it.
Yeah. So what do you think?
They giving the game away for women anyway, because you know women are slicker than men.
Yeah.
But true. Tasha got to chill.
Yeah.
You can. How you going to?
How you fucking Tasha fuck everybody who walk in the house.
It's right.
Yeah, cause she fucking, see people like, well, Ghost was fucking that chick and she put the life in it. But I know he had the side chick, the agent, but she was over there.
She was like one side chick.
That was one side chick.
Damn.
You did.
But you can also argue that he cheated with his heart though. Like he was in love with
her. Right.
Tasha is acting like a man and just fucking.
Yeah, but Tasha fucking Sean and
I was waiting for her to fuck the white boy.
Oh, Tommy?
Tommy.
Yeah,
I thought so too.
Yeah, me too. I
wouldn't be something weird. Like, yeah, it's tension weird. There.
Yeah.
It's some energy.
But when she fucked Terry Silver, I'm like, you fucked the black lawyer because
he's a fucking hater. He's a coon.
He's a coon and he's a hater. I'm like, why you fucking this nigga?
And some people are trying to argue that it's strategy on her part. It'll play out in the long run.
Wait, how?
I can't vouch for her. I'm not down for her fucking the lawyer. Like, especially when, I'm not saying she got to jump because go say so. Because like now he come back with the ring and he want to be in love. And you know, you don't have to jump. But I mean, you see your man putting forth effort.
Right. But don't fuck the lawyer. Don't fuck the lawyer.
Don't fuck
niggas
fuck
who's coming
else.
All up in the house. And you know what I'm saying? You got the... That's why she was fucking Sean, and then Sean's dad kidnapped her kid. I mean, come on, you're doing too much. She ain't a rider like people think she is.
She is a rider though. If you know
what I mean. Exactly. Yeah.
She's that type of rider.
But one thing that killed me when she was talking to Terry, she was like, "Yeah, I wish I could have met you at another time," or some shit like.
Girl, bye.
I'm like, wait. When Ghost was trying to get out the game, you were hating on him.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell is
you
that?
To be legitimate.
I wish I had a legitimate nigga. No, when Ghost was trying to get, that's why he got with the agent chick. He's like, I'm trying to get this trap money up out there and flip it. She was like, no, we need to keep trapping.
Girls be doing that. They all of a sudden want you. I mean, at some point you do need to go legitimate.
Yeah.
But they don't be complaining when they be getting bags in the purse.
You ain't at the Chanel store trying to tell a nigga to stop trapping. Have you dated a street dude before,
of
Layla?
Of course.
Did you ever try to encourage him to get out the game?
Absolutely not.
Layla was a trap queen
like,
up in this.
What part of the game?
Pretty much every guy I dated. That's why I'm like into nerds right now.
Layla was the
I'm
trap
serious.
Queen. Like,
I can't do it to myself. Don't do it, ladies. Don't do it.
Please, don't get Layla in an interrogation room. They act like she don't know shit.
I know.
Don't
like, no,
she
I
probably
really,
don't.
No,
know.
That's Layla, the thing. They be like, dude, baby, you good, baby.
Layla be oblivious.
You rider. You rider.
Layla, yeah. You know there's 8 kilos of cocaine in your purse? Cool. What?
Oh, no.
I don't know. I only watch TV. I don't know. I vaguely heard about cocaine. I don't know. What's that? Layla's going to play dumb in that motherfucker. That's a rider right here. You want to trap queen? Get this motherfucker. She don't know shit. There's all types of Colombians at the house. Who's that? Is this Mexican day laborers? They're going to mow the lawn. That's a good trap queen
that's
to have.
Funny.
Oh, damn. Man. Man, let me see. Who we got on the phone? What's up? Who's calling?
This is Freddie Lee from the Bay Area. What's going on, brother? What's up? Ladies?
Hey, brother in the Bay.
Hey.
How are you?
Funny. What's up?
What's on your mind,
brother? Nothing much. Just had a quick question for you, Tariq. I'm a film student,
okay.
And I'm looking at starting my own production company. Any advice you want to bestow on a brother, help him get started?
Okay, yeah, just shoot good stuff, edit good stuff, have your audio crisp, and you'll be good, and just get your stuff out there. That's the best thing you can
right.
do. Study your craft and make sure it's good. Make sure you shooting unique shit, and just get it on out there. People will find it. It's that simple. You feel me?
Oh, and
okay, shit. That phone, that nigga phone was killing me, man. That nigga was calling from a hospital phone. Shit, that's the one. You press a button and a nurse come in that motherfucker.
Not the hospital phone.
Shit, what kind of phone was that?
Oh my god,
Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
50 Cent.
Ooh, my baby daddy.
That's your baby daddy.
He kind of fine, like
no. When he had a suit on and he so he's talking
is like a
business.
Weird fine, like in like a weird monkey type of way. like not in like he's just like for real.
You say he's a fine monkey?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I feel
like sexy.
You know what I heard women say? There's some women will say a dude is ugly but sexy. I used to hear women say that about Shabba.
Guys do that too.
Really?
About Shabba.
Yeah.
Shabba, I remember back when Shabba Ranch was hot. No, no.
Now.
I remember women were like, Shabba's ugly than a motherfucker, but he's sexy. I'm like,
it's
what
a difference.
Really? Explain that.
Not Shabba though. That's
that's
no. That's taking it fucking too far.
That ain't that much sexiness. But there's ugly dudes who you'll be like, hey, he's an ugly motherfucker, but he's sexy.
Yes.
It's the swag.
It's the swag.
You gotta
yes.
get when he got that and got the suit on and he's smelling good.
The suit.
And he cut, he clean and
But the nigga face look like Flavor Flav.
Right.
I mean,
right, but 50
wait,
is not,
Flavor Flav is too far.
No, people are too far.
It ain't too far.
Shabba Ranks and Flavor Flav is too damn far.
But 50 Cent got a nice body.
Yeah he
you
got
know
that
mean?
Body.
He got the tattoos.
He got that
you don't like tats too.
When he talk, people listen to his ass.
Yeah,
like,
he is authoritative.
Yeah.
Girls like authoritative, confident bosses, period.
Yes.
Even if you got $2 in your pocket, niggas act like a boss.
Be a boss with them $2.
Yeah,
be a boss.
Be like, I got $1, $2, bitch. What? And did you know she gonna, you know?
Get your girl a cheeseburger, get yourself a cheeseburger.
Man.
Y'all gotta split that.
Shit.
But it's with authority, though.
Exactly.
Right?
But so.
What happened?
He gone his dissing. He's back dissing
Gabrielle
Empire.
Was okay, yeah, but Gabrielle Union got in the mix.
Yeah,
I was wondering what
oh, Lord.
And with her We Are One Black Power speech. You know, you gotta love Gabrielle.
Because like
she's for her people.
Oh, she looked good in that picture too.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
she's
Gabby
been wearing natural hair.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she has been wearing her natural
hair.
Oh, good.
Like
yeah, Gabby does her thing.
She's dope.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, but she, her and I heard her and 50 was kind of going back and
what
forth.
What was 50 funny though? What
he's
what
always
he
talking
said?
Shit.
It don't say it right here,
funny.
But he got some slick shit to say.
He
but he told
so
her, he like, I ain't gonna come for you because you my man's wife.
Yeah.
Like, Dwayne Wade is my homie, so I ain't gonna come for you, but go on about your business. It's gonna got nothing to do with you over here.
Well, at least he got a little bit sense.
Yeah.
No,
but
know,
yeah, but Gabrielle is like, she's sticking up for her sister. You know her and Taraji, you know, black girl power, black power.
Yeah,
but
black
that.
Girl rocks. And you
it's
know,
a nice little rivalry, though.
It is to a certain extent. But did y'all see Taraji on Black Girl Rocks?
No.
Yeah,
what
she
happened?
Looked like a little
doc. They said she got, it looked like she got plastic surgery.
I kept hearing that. I haven't seen it.
It looks like she might have got Botox.
Okay.
And it was like new. Girl, her
oh,
shit
damn.
Looked like glass. Her face
it didn't
like
look like
glass.
It just looked like her hair. I thought it was her haircut that
no,
she
man.
Had.
No,
man.
Her shit
no.
was like this.
I thought it was the haircut making her look like that. Really?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, the people Taraji. Get surgery. You know who got surgery? I just saw. Speaking of Flavor Flav, no, Delicious. Y'all remember the Delicious? Oh, yeah, I saw. I didn't even recognize who the fuck she
good?
Was.
Did it look good?
I mean, you don't even know who the fuck she is now.
No,
I mean, it's completely,
I gotta pull that yeah, look face.
On her face.
I gotta pull
yeah,
that
on her
up.
Face.
Is it worse or better?
Looks better. I mean, she looks good, looks but better. You just simply don't recognize her. I didn't even know it was her.
Did you know Delicious?
I don't.
Detroit?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
but because I've been out here forever. But yeah, she looks completely different. I mean, she looks good, but I'm like, damn.
Girl got a body on.
Yeah, that body
man,
is
a mother.
And she
had a real booty from
yeah,
like the
that's
old
real.
Booty
that's
is not real.
It ain't.
From
well,
back
she,
in the day?
No, that booty.
Looked like they might have. They might have enhanced it a little bit more.
She had it plumped up. She
yeah, a little bit
from
more.
From way back in on the Flavor Flav days.
Yeah, she had
she
dunk
never
back
had
then.
Before that. Before Flav? Before she was on Flavor Flav, they was that's what it was.
Her
giving
booty
them shots
was
at.
Always look kind of good though.
They were giving the shots in Detroit, but that at that time when they was doing the shots in the ass, like that somebody they were good at it and they had the product to do
her
it.
Shit look real,
and
man.
So people start, yeah, it's a lot of strippers in Detroit. They got the butt shots.
Her
like,
oh, okay. Good. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they knew and what
like,
they were doing.
Shut up, Brie, don't tell us that. No,
shit, it is what it is. Everybody now go get knows. You some booty but, shots, but girl. Because no, these they out here lying.
Why nobody want to admit it? This is why people admit the breasts and don't admit the booty. Like, oh, I got fake implants. Nobody cares. They'd be like, yeah, I got fake implants, but nobody wants to admit their booty.
It's like a complex. Why? I don't know. In like 5 years, ain't nobody going to give a damn. Like,
exactly.
Because then people going to be getting their elbows done. Yeah, exactly. They fucking like, it's
they getting your calves done and all that.
Man. Yeah, people get, white dudes be getting that. Cap implants. Yeah, pec implants. I'm like, yeah.
A dude got his abs carved out, a white dude. Like,
man.
They got too much money. I'm sorry. That's,
that's what it is.
Waste.
Shout out to the people in the chat room giving to the Melanoid Ministries. I see y'all with the donations. There you go for the super chat. Shout out to, let me shout somebody out. They gave some donations in the chat. Shout out to Sochelle Anxiously. What's up, Sochelle?
Hey,
you sound
Sochelle.
Like you can make some good fucking greens with a name like Sochelle. Shit. Sochelle. Man, what else is happening out here, Layla?
I know y'all heard about Lil Boozy, right? Oh, another. Okay, another yeah. This is getting ridiculous.
Okay, this is FedEx.
Is he really FedEx?
Yeah, let me double check. Hold on. Okay, yeah, all right. I'm double checking.
Yeah. FedEx nigga dressed up in a FedEx suit.
I know.
People be doing crazy shit right, now.
Let me start scanning these motherfuckers. So, what's going on, Layla?
No, y'all heard about Lil Boozy and how.
Yeah, about. Well, tell
basically,
what he, said, what
he
said.
Basically, it was his little son's birthday. He's like 14.
Right.
And he was saying that he wanted to, he wouldn't mind letting his son have a girl giving him some head for his birthday.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How old?
14.
Oh.
He was going to get a girl, but he said he was joking. I'm going to get my son, you know, get a girl to give him some head for his birthday. Ha ha.
Yeah, then he said he was joking, but they don't joke like that.
That's
dude.
Not a joke.
That's not no joke.
He went on social media
so
trying to
you not it. Down for getting your 14-year-old some head?
No. That's called molestation.
Well, first of all, what if your 14-year-old is away from you getting some head from somebody? Then what?
I want to know who the fuck who's supervising him.
He tried
one.
To clear it up on he tried to clear it up though, and he was like, "Now if a girl came to him, a little 14-year-old girl same age and gave him some head right now, would I care? Absolutely not, because okay. when I was 14, I was having sex." That's what he said.
What? Yeah, that's what I'm like, most of the guys that I've most had
these kids are having
with,
sex
they said
early.
They started at like 10 or
yeah.
11. And I'm confused at what the hell you can do with
but
a 10-year-old bitch.
I know.
Shouldn't be co-signing.
Yeah,
it,
yeah, that's the thing.
That's
you shouldn't
thing.
Co-sign
it. We know you're
yeah.
doing it.
Yeah.
But we ain't going to co-sign
gonna,
it.
I ain't going to co-sign this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope I don't have no little boy. Jesus.
Nah.
Oh, man. I'd rather have a boy. Than I used to want a girl, but I'm happy with a boy because these the way girls is these little fast little heifers. I was like, you know what? They can get pregnant. You know
yes.
what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
We're moving to Ireland or something. I don't have kids. Shit. Hilarious. Stressed already. It ain't even happening.
Girl, save yourself. Man. Just wait. It's
well,
stressful,
not
man.
For long, y'all. Somebody come on.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
husband.
Bree,
yeah,
just wait.
Bree
ready for
just
some
wait.
Yeah,
I'm
Bree
telling
some
you.
Kids.
Ooh. Wait, yeah. girl. Tell them to read.
Them kids ain't no damn joke.
Kids ain't no damn joke. Get a break. Oh.
I got a house full of them.
Yeah, Tariq got
like,
back
you
to back
to
back.
Yeah, man.
Tariq don't play no games.
Hell
like,
no.
One, two, three.
Man, what else? Is, what's happening out here, Bree? What else is going on out here?
What else is going
Sierra?
On in the Having world? Sierra is. They said they think she's pregnant.
Really?
Again. Wait, hasn't even been 2 months?
Damn.
He said he wants 5 kids, though.
Oh,
Russell man. Wilson said he wants 5 kids.
But, like, what is the space? Like, you're not supposed to have sex for a certain amount of time.
Just,
like, 9
No,
weeks.
It's just 4. It's just 6 weeks. That's it.
Yeah.
It's just
so
6 weeks.
So, has it even been 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's been 6 weeks.
How does their baby?
Like, 6 weeks.
Shit. Damn.
Literally, she
literally
just had
6 weeks?
Baby.
Damn, she just had that baby?
No, it's probably, I think, a couple months.
Oh, man.
I don't even know if it's a couple months. But look, hats off to them because Ciara looks happy as shit.
Yeah.
And she got her nerd. She went from a trap nigga to a nerd. Yes, y'all noticed that because he's super duper cornball.
Yeah, but hey.
And that's great.
The nerds are winning.
Nerds is winning.
Nerds are winning. Nerds. I ain't mad at the nerds,
exactly,
man.
Exactly.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? This is Clint from Texas.
How you doing, man? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good, man. I want to ask you a question. Hello to the family, too.
Hey,
and there's a bot.
Hey.
Yeah, but I want to ask you a question. I'm trying to date more women that's authoritative. I noticed women that I have been running into, they seem like they had their stuff together, but for some reason, when I get to know them, we have this like daddy-daughter relationship, and I don't kind of like that. You know what I'm saying? I like women that got their things together and more authoritative. So how can I approach, you know, or be around more women that's authoritative?
Okay. Now, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 33.
Okay. So the thing is, you want a woman who's more authoritative, but there's a catch-22 to that, because if a woman is too authoritative, and if she's authoritative over you, she's not going to really have respect for you.
Exactly.
You did? Because women don't really want to be around a dude and be the authority figure. Mm-hmm. So you're going to keep getting into dysfunctional relationships if you're going to get into some shit like that. And that's what you don't want that. You dig? Why do you feel a need to have a woman who's authoritative? Okay.
More so. I think
not figure? Authoritative. Like,
more
I don't.
Like boss.
Mother?
Somebody figure? That has their stuff together more so.
No.
Are you meaning somebody. Assertive? Do you mean like somebody who's just kind of assertive? Or what do you mean exactly?
Somebody that just know what they want in life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking, you know, with the fetish thing, like somebody to, take control of me or nothing like that, unless it's sexually. But.
Okay. Well. Oh. Yeah, this nigga got fetishes over here. See, that's the thing. You got kind of, you got like one of those sadomasochistic fetishes where you want a woman to kind of dominate you. You want a woman to be like a mother figure to a certain degree. That's what it sounds like.
I think all dudes are like that.
No, but not in my personal life, no. Like the household and stuff like that, take care of that.
Okay.
Now,
so you want a woman.
We in the bedroom.
Okay.
If we in the bedroom, fine.
Like, what, y'all in the bedroom, what would you want her to do? Like, what, to dominate you, pee on you? What do you want?
Oh,
what do you want in the bedroom? I just want to see what his mindset is.
I don't know about
I ain't going to say the pee, but what do you want? You like the woman to kind of take charge? What do you want?
Yeah, like in the bed, just to take charge a little bit. Then, you know, I do the rest, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, personal life, no. No, I don't like to be controlled like that. Just in the bedroom, that's all.
Now, you sound like you want a woman who's basically assertive, and there's nothing wrong with a woman who's assertive, women who just know how to go out there and handle shit.
It sounds like you want a boss bitch.
Yeah, yeah. You want a bossy chick?
But you got
a
boss up.
I
like
was
going
to just say that. Are you a boss too? Are you like...
No,
are you not that you have money, are you like getting your life together? Are you in school? Do you have goals and stuff?
Well, I got a side business, and plus I work a good job. I make six figures, so I got a level head, you know. So I'm looking for the same thing. But
this nigga wants a woman to use a dildo.
Like when I get around these females, it turns into a daddy daughter.
Hold on, Izzambot said something. What?
This nigga wants a woman to use a dildo on him. This nigga wants a woman to use a dildo on him.
He said you want somebody to use a dildo on you, but I don't agree with that. He said,
"You don't really."
He said, "You want somebody to use a damn dildo on you?" I don't believe that, brother. You gotta like the sisters say, brother. If you want a boss chick, you gotta be a boss dude. You dig? If you are the kind of dude who wants a woman to be kind of bossy over you and authoritative over you, that's going to backfire. They're not going to want you. Women who are bossy, they respect dudes who are bossy so that the bossy dudes can give them instructions on how to keep the bossy empire popping. Just like the show Empire, for example, is Cookie and Lucius. Lucius and Cookie, they even though their shit is dysfunctional, Cookie still respects Lucius because Lucius is a fucking boss. Lucius don't play no fucking games. And Cookie don't play no games. So that's why they always wind up back together. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have that boss mentality. You can't be the kind of nigga who just want to, you know, sit down and let the woman do everything and you just be like, yes, mommy. You don't want to be that dude. You feel me? All right, but thank you for the call, brother.
Honestly, though, you know what is? I think the society that we live in and the time that it is and social media, what it is, a lot of men go to social media or, because that's like the first thing people ask you now. Like once they have, if they don't ask for your number, it's like, what's your IG?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they go to the IG and they see these women portraying themselves to be one thing. And then when they get in a personal situation, it's like, oh, woe is me. You know, this is going on, that is going on. And it's like, that ain't what I thought.
No, that happened to my homeboy, for real.
He met
a girl on IG that thought she portrayed to have her shit together.
Yeah.
And she did not.
Her
he was
life
like,
is falling
her
apart.
Her life is about, she's like one paycheck away from being homeless. He was like, she wanted me to save her. And I'm like, I'm thinking she had her own money. You know what I mean?
Nigga, let me, those it's Instagram crazy. Chicks, don't let them Instagram women fool y'all, man. Them
oh,
women,
they them YouTubers, they, all, they ain't broke.
They be all stepping out of Rolls Royces and shit with Gucci bags on Instagram and the shoes. Y'all don't know how much dick they had to suck in Dubai
right.
to get that bag.
They
got sand in between their titties, nigga. They over there in Dubai sucking it up to get that bag, nigga. You don't know what they gotta do. So don't be fooled yeah. by the Instagram.
Everybody's hype. A boss now.
Everybody's a boss.
Everybody. And when you have to keep repeatedly saying you're a boss, that means you're probably yeah, not a,
exactly.
a boss. Just saying.
Exactly.
Just throw that out there and say.
What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, King Flex? It's Diesel out of Memphis.
What's up, man? What's going on in Memphis?
Hey, not much, man. Same old. Hey, ladies, how y'all doing?
Hey.
We sound quiet.
King Flex, I got a...
Brother, what's up with your phone, brother?
Man, I got connected to the radio.
Sound like you calling from a damn stagecoach, nigga.
Can you hear me better now?
I hear horses galloping, nigga. All right, what's on your mind? I can hear you now. You're better now. What'd you do?
Yeah, man, you know, I finally got myself together and, you know, I actually kind of want to leave my lady down. You know, I want to upgrade on my woman.
Oh, damn.
You know,
when niggas when they get themselves together, boy, they upgrade on that dang. Woman real fast,
like
boy.
Like they upgrade on their car.
Yeah.
Oh, my
that
God.
Nigga.
Poor lady.
That nigga, like, I got my shit together. This bitch got to go.
I feel like,
how long were you with her, by the way?
Nah, I feel like I was with her for 4 years.
Okay.
Can't waste that lady's
time. So, 4 years, how old are you and how old is she?
I'm 26. She's 25.
Okay. Y'all got any kids?
Nah, no kids.
Oh, damn. Okay, so y'all, you're 26, she's 25.
Yeah, he got his life.
Now, what'd you do to get your life together?
Well, I had, I was a convicted felon, and just long story short, I went to truck driving school, and it's a black man down there in Memphis, Mr. Jameson, and he hire felons, and he helped felons get, give guys a chance to get their truck driver license. And he also showed me the business, and now I'm a business owner. I'm my own operator. I got my own truck.
That's what's up, brother.
And now you want to charge your lady to the game all of a sudden? That nigga got that truck.
I know it sounds bad, but I think she was with me, but she wasn't down for me. I think she was just with me just to be, doing the time, You know what I'm saying?
This
it was like
jail,
she was with me. She was there with me, but we weren't really, it was.
I mean, everybody can't go where you're going. You can't take everybody with you when you're growing. Yeah.
And what it sounds like, you were kind of, while you were getting your shit together, you were kind of kicking it with her. She might have had a little place to stay or whatever. And when you got out of jail, you needed a place to stay. And the chick probably looked like Usher's accuser. and boy, you were working to get that truck. Nigga, you probably didn't even stop for gas. You got that truck in, got the fuck out of town.
So what you recommend? How do I go about just,
Just go ahead and just let her, just go ahead, and, go ahead and bounce, man. Don't
yeah,
just do it
young.
Fast. You young, again,
yeah.
She's 25,
don't
you're 26.
Waste her time, no
don't
more.
Waste time. You done. You got what you needed out the game, man. Go on, bounce.
This nigga got a hook up on some cocaine, and
I
now he
I'm
is going to move work in that truck.
I look like Nelly, got pink lips.
What?
Hold on, this nigga said you look like Nelly.
Bree says she like Nelly.
Uh-oh.
That's why I think he...
But hold on, this nigga said he got pink lips. Hold on, hold on, nigga. Wait a minute.
What's your Instagram? No, no. I'm going to do a Tariq right now.
Yeah,
what's
they want your Instagram. The ladies want your Instagram.
Honestly, I really don't have one.
Uh-oh. He's in the game.
That's even better. He's in the game.
He ain't trying to put his street business out there. Because you know he going to move some cocaine in that truck.
Yeah, most of them don't have Instagrams. Man. Most of those cats.
But this nigga said he had pink lips. Hold on, nigga.
Pink lips.
All right. That's a hell of a description, motherfucker.
Bye.
All right, nigga. You still got some of that jail mentality, nigga. That's what you used to tell niggas in jail. Your lips was pink to get you an extra milk.
Oh, my God.
Nah, you know, ladies like this.
I don't know. Do y'all like a nigga with...
I like pink lips, baby.
I like you got pink lips, Tariq. You just ain't saying
it. I ain't gonna say it. Shit. I got brown balls, but I ain't about to describe them. But yeah, my nuts are brown, smooth, got a little hair on the top. I ain't about to describe it. Shit.
That was a weird description. All right, man.
Yeah. All right, nigga.
He's a descriptive guy. All right,
Bree. I'm a holler at you, Bree.
Okay, baby.
Oh, shit. Don't get you some of them pink lips.
Code for DM you. I'm going to DM you, Bree.
All right, my nigga.
Get
some of them pink lips, Bree. We're going to get some pink lips on them breasts.
That's hilarious.
On them
My nigga's getting the hell on from old girl, though.
He's trying to upgrade.
He said Bree. He had she was a pen pal while he was in prison.
Poor girl.
I feel bad for her.
I feel bad. She wasted 4 years of her life.
Yeah, everybody can't go where you're going. That's true.
Maybe she
needs
to
level. Boss up to
Y'all ever dated a dude simply because you were going through some shit and you're like, let me just kind of kick it with this nigga till I get my shit right? Let's be real, Layla.
I think I did it unintentionally.
How, Layla?
Because, like, I just, you know, I didn't live here and my family wasn't here and I was feeling vulnerable and lonely.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing you know, we're dating. Next thing you know, I moved in with him. Next thing you know, I was so over it and ready to go. Because I just feel, you know what I felt like, though? I think the last straw with him was that he drank too much. Like, I woke up in the morning and I see a glass, and it like 8 o'clock in the morning.
God damn.
Okay, and I see a glass, and it looked like water.
Damn.
And it's vodka.
And it's fucking vodka. I was like, okay, that is my cue. That's when I knew he had a problem, but he used to try to hide it. I'm going to the studio, so I mean, it ain't gonna be no big deal. I was like, oh, okay.
This nigga drinking for breakfast.
No to self.
Shit.
No to self.
Man.
Yeah. So yeah, he was a holdover dude.
Oh damn.
I think
until
a holdover.
Until you got it right. Yeah. Were you in a situation like that, Brie? You had your little holdover nigga until you got the shit right?
I did. I have. Really? And
talking to Mike, sweetie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did. I was in that situation.
How long were you in the situation?
For like 3 weeks.
Oh damn, it was real quick. Yeah, you got in and out.
Mine was 3 years.
Well, because here's the thing, and it didn't start off. Well, it kind of started off. You know, I met him. We start talking, and we were dating, and I was in a situation, and he like wanted to be Captain Savory.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, you know, you really don't have to do this. I don't want you to do this because we're dating, you know. And he was like, no, this is just as a friend.
He had to do the fake protest. Like, oh, no, I don't want all these.
He's like,
I don't want these Donna Karen boots. I don't want that.
Yeah, you know, he's like, I don't care what happens. I just want to be a friend and be a good person for you. And then he started accusing me of, like, having sex with all type of people.
Goddamn.
Like, yeah, just because I was, like, working, trying to make money, he was accusing me of, like, being away, having sex with men, shit.
Oh,
and I'm like, I can't deal with your insecure ass.
Yeah.
Extreme, the most extreme. It was so unattractive. I couldn't deal with it.
But
besides that, he was a good guy. He was extremely insecure, though.
But you stayed to get some shit, some of the goodies.
Well, no, I didn't stay. It was 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it anymore. He was way.
Did you give him the stuff back? No, I'm just joking.
No, I walked away with what was mine. I'm going to walk with what's mine. Yeah,
you earned them 3 weeks of shit. Man. Anyway, y'all, let's get up out of here, y'all. We got to roll. Layla, what is your Instagram, dear?
It is Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAILALOPEZ.
Hold on, let me get one more call. This is somebody from LA. Let's see what the LA folks are talking. Hello, who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
What's up, who's this? Okay, I
see feedback.
God damn, I'm gonna just go there. this is about to get on my nerves.
Oh,
all right.
That's me too.
I was going to take one more call from LA. But all right. So, Bree, what is your Instagram, dear?
I am Chloe B. Her, Chloe B. Her. And I will be at the Backpack Giveaway in Chicago.
Yes.
On Saturday.
In Chicago at Culture Connection.
What time does it start, Chloe?
12 noon.
12 o'clock.
I'm gonna have Ola give you all the information there. Do you know where Culture Connection is?
Yes. Okay.
Are you excited about going home? Hell. When's the last time you've been home?
April.
Oh, oh wow. Dang.
So it's been a while. I am excited to go eat. I'm getting jerk chicken, man. Italian fiesta, Italian beefs. Papados.
People sleep on Chicago food. Y'all people know. Fucking sleep on the food in Chicago.
I ain't been there since I was 15. Really? My auntie used to go out there. I used to go. But
you
I've been
with me,
a long
you
time.
You're going to gain 10 pounds, but we're going to come back and work good, it out.
That's
good.
One
we
thing. The food in Chicago is off the fucking chain.
I don't
people sleep on that.
That's
people get LA food. Yeah.
Brie be like, you don't be eating. I'm like, LA food sucks.
LA food does suck.
It's fucking nasty.
Especially coming from Chicago.
It's nasty. It's easy not to eat here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nasty and it closes early.
Exactly.
Wait, I can taste it already.
Man.
How long are you going to be there?
For a week.
Oh,
okay.
So, lucky.
So you're not going to be on next week. Is next week Labor Day or something?
No.
No. Okay. So no. You're not going to be here
next
week.
Oh, you're not going to be here?
I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, okay. So it's just going to be me and Labor. Oh, we might just be off. We just might be off. We just might be off for the week. Okay.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Bring yes. in here,
huh? Yeah. And follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting the Tariq Spot website revamped. So y'all look out for that. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Ladies and gentlemen, and you guys have a good and productive afternoon.